Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you in the house of the Lord here in person and also online. On this, the day the Lord has given to us, we still have multiple reasons beyond count to give praise to His name. For this too is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Not to start out with a downer question, it's not meant to be that way, but how did we get into this mess we are living? Think bigger picture. Well, part of the answer lies in the fact that we human beings think we are smarter than our Creator. And some of us think we are entitled to whatever we want. Well, how does that line up with God's thinking of us and what He wants of us? He answers that for us once again in today's scripture readings. God be praised for His answers. With that in mind, I direct your attention to page 3 of our worship bulletin. My soul finds rest in God alone. He alone is my rock and my salvation. We worship today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
please stand. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him.
He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken.
My salvation and my honor depend on God.
He is my mighty rock, my refuge.
Trust in Him at all times, O people. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us, and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through His called servant. All your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God for this amazing grace.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Pray.
Lord God, You
know that we are surrounded by many dangers and that we often stumble and fall. Strengthen us in body and mind and bring us safely through all temptations.
Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. On this Sunday after Epiphany, a reading from Holy Scripture through the prophet Zephaniah, reminding us that humility is called for before God, as it is not the arrogant who will be receiving the great inheritance. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. On that day, you, Jerusalem, will not be put to shame for all the wrongs you have done to me, because I will remove from you your arrogant boasters. Never again will you be haughty on my holy hill, but I will leave within you the meek and humble. The remnant of Israel will trust in the name of the Lord. They will do no wrong. They will tell no lies. A deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouths. They will eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Join together in the psalm for today. Thankfully, the Lord God does not act and think like the world does. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Corinthians 1. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. What does it mean to be blessed? The Lord reminds us. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
It is, we now turn to our hymn of the day. Amen. That pretty well sums it up. Have a great day. Even more seriously, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father. Thanks to our living Lord and Savior, that is all ours and more. 1 Corinthians 1, where we hear once again, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who thankfully has called us unworthy people, no matter what you think of yourself or what the world thinks of you, that is what we are. He has called us to be worthy through the cross. What a gift. So, how deep do your roots go? Not talking about your plant roots or your tree roots. Not talking about your hair roots. Some of you may not want to talk about that. Not even talking about your earthly family roots, your ancestry tree. How far do your roots go back when it comes to your relationship with God? You can make an argument for two answers, at least. One answer is that they go all the way back before time was as we know it. For God foreknew who would and is and will come into a relationship with him by his grace through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by the work of the Holy Spirit using the means of grace. You can also make the argument that our roots, our connection to God, can be traced back when we were baptized at the font as a little child. Because again, it's his means of coming to us, not we coming to him. Or as an adult, when through the gospel, in the word, the Lord led us to confess him as Savior. Thankfully, by God's grace, we have such roots. Because life, the day-to-day grind of life, in a way, can distract us from celebrating the roots that we have in God's grace, in our relationship with him. And so thankfully, God in his mercy and his grace reminds us time and time again of his calling us to be his own. We who really are nothing in the big scheme of things, but by him and his grace and what he does for us are something to celebrate. Through the word and opportunities to be in the word like this, God has a way of reminding us of what we are, of what we have to celebrate and how. Two factors at least stand out in answering how we can celebrate and why. Again, keeping in mind that we were once foolish. In some respects, we still are. Foolish we are to the world, that we believe in God, a creator, that he created the world in six 24-hour days. And yet we're not the foolish ones, for the heavens give testimony day after day of a creator. And we, by the grace of God, have come to know who that creator is. We're not the foolish ones, for we have our roots firmly planted by the grace of God in our Savior Jesus Christ. We're not chasing after titles and bigger bank accounts and the things of this world to try to find contentment and peace and satisfaction, to be somebody, keeping in mind that all people are like grass. We come and go. Some of us will be remembered for a while, But even those who have been remembered in history are now having their history changed. So what is even history? The history that matters is God's. So again, the world may consider you and me to be foolish for confessing faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, who has paid the price for all sins by his death on the cross and rose again to give us eternal life. But keep in mind, you are really the wise ones. We were, and since we give evidence of our foolishness, because by nature all people are really foolish, because all people are conceived and born in sin and so are under the wrath of God and will be lost forever, as we confess, unless delivered by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The foolishness of the world really is so evident, isn't it? I mean, while we might be considered foolish for holding on to the cross and the empty tomb, really that foolishness is the wisdom that the world needs. But the world continues to chase after the things of this world to find wisdom. And how's that working out for us? Not very well. Right? The world keeps searching and searching and keeping, maybe if we pass this law, we pass this law, and we ignore that natural law, and we change the law of dynamics and this and that, maybe we'll find true wisdom. Oh, and this person wrote a how-to book, so let's follow that person, and they're on that show, so that must make them really special. And then you find out later on that they were a fake. They really didn't do any research. AI wrote their book. I mean, how foolish the world really is, but the world keeps chasing after foolishness. And what makes us fools then is that we chase after the world rather than after Christ, who has shown us true wisdom. So it's not just a one and done of drowning that old Adam by contrition and repentance. Day in and day out, we need to drown that old Adam, that sinful nature in us that's a good swimmer, that wants to follow the foolishness of the world and ignore the wisdom of God. So God, through his word, in a way, slaps us awake to say, no, I've given you what you need to step out of foolishness and into wisdom. And don't be bothered that the world may consider the wisdom that you have been given foolishness, because in the end, for sure, it will be proven that your foolishness really is the wisdom. Celebrate then the roots that God has given you, roots firmly planted in his wisdom. The wisdom he reveals to us through his word. The word that endures forever. People come and go. Reputations come and go. Finances come and go. But the word still endures and will. And that word reveals what is true wisdom. And with that wisdom can come contentment and peace and hope. Even and especially as we go through the day-to-day grind of earthly life, which is filled with many blessings, to be sure, but also filled with many challenges. And the Lord reminds us of that through his word. And as he takes us back to his word, he reminds us then of that wisdom. That wisdom is Jesus Christ, who is our righteousness, our holiness. Jesus took on human flesh. The season of Epiphany reminds us that he has appeared among us and proven himself to be the one that was promised, the Messiah. As we've said time and time again, and will continue to do so, he showed such identity through the miracles he performed as prophesied, through the message that he spoke. It was not a message of work righteousness. It was not a message of arrogance, but a message of humility, a message of righteousness earned for you, not by you. He is holiness, as he kept the law of God perfectly, Bless you. And not only kept the law of God, but he also kept the law of human beings. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God's. He was not out to be a rebel as he was cast to be. But he wasn't going to follow the ways of the world. He's the creator. He's the redeemer. He's the wisdom of God, our righteousness. And so he took his holiness to the cross, where he paid for each and every one of our sins. Because on our own, our status cannot stand before a holy God. But through the status that God has given to us in his Son Jesus, we are now able to be in the presence of God. Not just now, but for all eternity. For Jesus has taken each and every one of our sins and left them on the cross. It's finished, paid for. Not to be brought up against us time and time again. He is our righteousness and our holiness. He is true wisdom. And through the work of the Holy Spirit, using the means of grace, he has given us that righteousness and holiness. So we can stand before God now and for eternity. The world may think that's foolish. But by the grace of God, you know better. By the grace of God, you also know what to do with this wisdom that you have been given. It's not something that we are to keep for ourselves. It's something that we are to pass on to others. And so God says, go into all the world and make disciples. How you do that? Baptizing and teaching them. Through baptism, right? We receive what Christ Jesus has done for us. We receive the wisdom of God. Through the gospel and the word itself, again, we receive what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. The word is full of the wisdom of God. And so he wants you and me, who were once foolish, to pass on the wisdom that he has given to us. And we do know what we are talking about as we pass on the wisdom of God, because we've been there, and too often we still are there, falling back into our sinful ways. But again, by God's grace, he moves us to repent, to see our sinfulness, and to turn to Jesus, our Savior, for forgiveness. And with that forgiveness in hand, not only lifts us up for ourselves, but also lifts us up to be a light in this world, to help those who are still living in worldly foolishness, to point out what is true wisdom. What the world considers foolish, dear friend, I'm going to point to you as true wisdom, rooted in your Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for all. God doesn't force people to believe. But as Paul reminds us, the gospel is powerful. The gospel is what leads us to confess Jesus as Savior. So, dear friends, we need to be continually busy proclaiming the gospel. It's not our clever ways that are going to convert people to confess Jesus as Savior. It's only the gospel. And so God, help us use the wisdom that is given to us, not only in heart, but also in mind, to come up with ways to share the gospel with people. To help us understand where people are coming from. Because person A may not relate the same way as person B to the example we're sharing. And so God, give us wisdom to understand. We may need to switch up our example, never compromising the word, but helping to understand where people are coming from. Some are more tech-friendly. Maybe we're not tech-friendly. Find a friend who is tech-friendly and invite them to share Jesus with that person. Whatever it might be, find a way to connect, to understand where they're coming from. And one of the ways to understand where people are coming from is using what God has given to us. These two things here. Listen to them. Let them know you care, that you're truly concerned about them. If they come to celebrate the roots that God has for them in Christ Jesus, great, give praise to God. If they reject, well, that's not on you, but continue to pray and don't give up. Celebrate the roots God has given to you. Realizing where you have been, but by the grace of God, where you are now. Celebrate your human ancestry. Celebrate the promotions that you have received. Celebrate the bank accounts, whatever it might be. All is a blessing from God, but none can trump or give us what God has given to us in Him who is true righteousness and holiness and wisdom. Your Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we said, our human ancestry is a blessing, and it's valuable. But it's not more valuable and more of a blessing than our ancestry rooted in God, thanks to Christ Jesus, our Savior. So today, once again, celebrate your roots that God has given to you and share those roots with others, so that with us they can celebrate now and forever in heaven. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, the true wisdom of God. Amen. We join in the confession of faith. It's found for us on the top of page 11. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, with your gift of a Savior, you restored hope for our fallen world and brought glory to your name. We thank you for the good news that you have reconciled the world to yourself through your Son.
Jesus, Lamb of God,
we praise you for offering yourself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of all. On the cross, you declared the sacrifice for sins completed. At the open tomb, you assured the world that sinners are reconciled to God.
Be with us as you have promised, so that we may be bold and confident witnesses to our family members and friends.
Holy Spirit,
blessed Counselor, use your word of truth and power to break down the barriers to our witness, including fallen mankind's natural hatred for God and Satan's wicked work among us.
And help us by your gospel, and encourage us to be faithful, fervent witnesses to the evil among whom we live.
O Father, whence all blessings come, O Son, dispenser of God's store, O Spirit, bearer offerings home, Lord, make them yours forevermore. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, thank you for this opportunity in their life, and continue to watch over them, helping them see the blessings in their life together. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, send us by the power of your word into the mission fields beyond the walls of our church. Give us hearing ears and seeing eyes that seize the opportunities you set before us to be your witnesses.
Guide us, strengthen us, and bless us as we declare Christ to our world. Amen.
And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
We pray. Almighty God, grant to your church the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes from above. Let nothing hinder your word from being freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, so that we may serve you in steadfast faith and confess your name as long as we live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
To God be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Singing all the way to heaven. Just a highlight to help us keep singing and celebrating a Bible study today. We're looking at Ecclesiastes, again, what is true meaning in life, and to help us avoid those thoughts of a meaningless life that we think we are living. Check out Bible studies throughout the month. You can find them listed on the website or in the weekly news or also on the in the bulletin. We list those Bible studies when they take place. We do have a congregation meeting after the late service. It's our annual meeting, just again to discuss 2022 events and blessings and challenges that took place, and then also take a look at what's on the forecast for 2023. Again, only God really knows, but he's given us opportunities to plan, and we want to be an orderly group of people as he is a God of order. Digging deeper discussion on Thursday at 6:30 in the Luther Room. Jesus Cares is scheduled for next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Keep that in mind. Elaine Nishichuk's Victory Service has been scheduled for February 8th at 10 a.m. here at the church, February 8th. We keep the family in our prayers. Just check out the weekly news again for other things that are going on here at St. Mark's Church and School. May the Lord continue to keep us singing and celebrating. Have a great day in Him. Thank you.